Charlotte takes things a little bit too far. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on OccupiedProWrestling.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Email us, desk@JustProWrestlingNews.com.
WWE.
Tonight's NXT is promoting the in-ring debut of the brand's latest Japanese import, Saray. Also, Kyle O'Reilly is set to appear live for the first time since his win over Adam Cole at TakeOver, plus LA Knight versus Dexter Lumis, and a championship celebration for the new cruiserweight champ, Kushida. Asuka pinned Charlotte Flair in the main event of last night's Raw. Flair got into a tussle with Raw Women's Champ Rhea Ripley after Ripley reached into the ring to break up the figure eight. That left Flair open for a crucifix pin by Asuka. Flair was really upset about this after the match, and she took it out on the referee, beating him down. The consequences for those actions were revealed on Raw Talk.
Charlotte Flair suspended indefinitely and fined $100,000. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Xavier Woods delivering the news on last night's Raw Talk. WWE spent all weekend promoting a first-time-ever match between Randy Orton and Braun Strowman for last night's Raw. But that match never happened. Instead, we got Orton versus Riddle, and it was Riddle getting the upset win, reversing the RKO into a roll-up for the pin. As for Strowman, he came out to rescue Drew McIntyre from a 2-on-1 handicap match against T-Bar and Mace. That led to a straight-up tag with Strowman teaming with McIntyre, and it ended with them unmasking T-Bar and Mace, who got the win via disqualification. Naomi and Lana beat the WWE Women's Tag Team champs Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler in a non-title match. Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke got involved in this one and basically taunted Jax until she left the ringside area. That left Baszler alone to take the pin. Damian Priest hit the lights and pinned The Miz. Elias pinned Kofi Kingston with an elbow off the top rope. Humberto Carrillo returned to Raw and confronted the new US champion Sheamus. He got beaten down for his troubles. WWE champ Bobby Lashley was not on the show last night. Neither were the tag champs AJ Styles and Omos, who are missing for the second straight week.
AEW.
Tonight's AEW Dark has Max Caster from The Acclaimed versus Allen 5 Angels. Also, Pac will be in action. On last night's Dark Elevation, Austin Gunn beat The Factory's Aaron Solo. Billy Gunn got into it backstage with QT Marshall. Later, AEW announced those two veterans will meet one-on-one on Wednesday's Dynamite. Private Party beat Dark Order's Alex Reynolds and Colt Cabana. Isaiah Cassidy rolled up Cabana for the win. In the main event, Kenny Omega, MT Nakazawa, and Konosuke Takeshita beat Matt and Mike Seidel and Danny Limelight. After the show, Takeshita tweeted that the match was his last in AEW, at least for now. He's headed back to Japan, where he's promoted for a DDT Pro show early next month. Takeshita said he hopes to return someday, and his next goal is to have a match on Dynamite.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan is holding one of its bigger shows on the road to Wrestling Dontaku this morning. The NEVER six-man tag titles are on the line in the main event. There was an upset on Monday's show. Taiji Ishimori used a surprise roll-up to pin Hirooki Goto. Major League Wrestling has a new TV deal. MLW announced Monday it'll be coming to Vice TV sometime this spring.
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor is promising a big announcement concerning its women's division today. That'll come during its week-by-week YouTube show. On the 500th episode of Ring of Honor TV over the weekend, Jonathan Gresham rolled up Jay Lethal to retain his pure title. And in the main event, Mark Briscoe used Froggy Bow to put his brother Jay through a table at ringside, and Mark beat Jay Briscoe via countout.
Impact Wrestling.
Impact has a special tonight called This Is Rebellion. That's tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on Access TV. The show will focus on the title versus title main event between Kenny Omega and Rich Swann at Sunday's pay-per-view. Kylie Rae is set to return to pro wrestling on June 5th, but her opponent will no longer be Thunder Rosa, as it was announced last month. Instead, Kylie Rae will now defend the Warrior Wrestling Women's Championship against Hala Dead. The match between Kylie Rae and Thunder Rosa is now rescheduled for August 21st. That's just for wrestling news for Tuesday, April 20th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.